Punk. A name which will be heard for quite a while, considering all that's happened in the recent few months of his propulsion to the top of the Raw roster as a main eventer. And I've seen a couple of things on the old YouTube where less than intelligent fans, actually just no intelligence whatsoever, put on comments such as, you know, they dropped the ball again on CM Punk, da-da-da-da-da-da. And they haven't. I mean, one comment was relating to the fact that the current Nash angle, he's an old guy, CM Punk's in, you know, this up-and-coming main eventer, i.e. he hasn't been the main event as, you know, like this. And people have put, you know, Nash, you know, he's going to get buried and all this, and what's the point of wearing Nash? And I don't think it kills him off. I think it's just that putting the title on him and the fact that he's come round maybe was just a way of saying, I mean, they put the belt on Del Rio for the whole Mexico tour thing, apparently. But the whole thing with Punk was maybe giving him a title, make him more serious by beating Cena, and then beating Cena twice. He's clearly validated the fact that, hello, I'm quite serious and I can get over victories over the good guys. I'm not just, as Cena, you know, said in, you know, the end promo, you know, this one-hit wonder. He's nothing. They're not making it like that. If they had, that would have been dropping the ball. But what they've done is they've caused a bit of intrigue. I mean, they've created two big storylines on Raw now, because you've got Del Rio versus Cena. Cena, who's looking quite more feisty than he has done in recent times, swearing a bit, which, you know, not PG, but you can't complain. It's adding the character rather than him closing up and, you know, pretending he's angry or whatever. Anyway, with Punk and Nash, I think it could be an interesting angle, especially with the intrigue, as I just mentioned, with Triple H and his whole involvement. I had read, and this is a spoiler, so don't listen if you'd rather not, but the fact that Del Rio was apparently supposed to be having Nash as a security guard or something, and I was thinking of ways you could set that up. But that wasn't actually announced, and it was supposed to be announced on Raw, and so either this website lied to me, or, I don't know, either it's not supposed to happen this week, or whatever, but it does add that intrigue now, because you wonder where it's going to go. Is Triple H going to eventually turn on Punk, which you can guess it would be the case, but you could have it at this point at least, that Nash doesn't have any involved, and they kind of do this whole convoluted storyline, and then it kind of, you know, goes to Survivor Series or something where, you know, before Triple H says he didn't have anything to do with any of it, but he hates Punk and something to that effect. But they've certainly not dropped the ball, and they are making a new star in Punk, because not that he wasn't a star. I mean, I've got his merch and stuff, but I don't think he was as over as he is definitely now. And, you know, there is arguments on these YouTube-y things, and this is something that annoys me. I mean, there's a couple, this is a tangent, but with youthy fans, I mean, you've got to remember that a lot of us, when we were youthy fans, were thrown, you know, The Rock, Austin, or Hogan, if you're old enough, we were thrown these people, and we really didn't know better. I wasn't sitting there as like a 10-year-old, or however I was when I got into it, saying, oh, well, he can't wrestle, or whatever. I just, if he was rather amusing or rather entertaining, whatever, I was bought into the character. If the character was big and bold and brash, and there was something to make entertainment, that was all that really sold to me. I mean, Mick Foley was never the best technical wrestler, in inverted commas, so, you know, people love him, though, still. But if you're looking at just from the childhood scenario, I never thought, oh, Christ, he can't wrestle. What the hell are they thinking? I thought, bloody hell, this is a good match, or, you know, I think you learn what's a good and bad match more as you grow up. But, yeah, it's just a small tangent. But, yeah, you grow up and you learn more. So I don't think you can chastise the kids as much as I think some people do. Yes, because they like Cena, but they have been fed Cena. But I don't mind Cena, and he's a very hard worker. And I think he's, you know, he's smart of the business. He's not like being put there but has no clue why he's there. You know, he may have been a failed, whatever, but he's come back and, you know, proved critics wrong, put very good matches on. Anyway, that's me, over and out. I think that's all I've got to say, so yes. Au revoir, folks.